Love this podcast? Support this show through the Acast supporter feature. It's up to you how much you give, and there's no regular commitment. Just click the link in the show description to support now.
Well, hello. It is Healthy Gut Girl, and this is Stuff Your Doctor Should Know, and coming to you live from deep inside your large intestine. And today, Dr. Selig is back. Oh my gosh, it's so good. It's so good. Okay, first of all, I have to sort of warn you, because we jump right in, and I am basically talking to him about my program that I did with him. So I kind of, it's kind of like a consult with him, a follow-up consult, and I'm sharing that with you. So it's pretty private, but I just want, you know, you guys to know how the how he works and the way he incorporates like inner alchemy and also mineral balancing, detoxification. It's pretty brilliant and has this really poetic quality to it. It's very cool. But I did have a rough month, guys. I don't even know what day it is. It's like the 14th or something of October. But yeah, the last couple of months, I mean, I think a lot of people have been going through this. And the fact that I took on a pretty serious detox program during this time was maybe, I don't know, maybe not the smartest thing to do. But leave it to me to make things really interesting. So we're talking about that at the beginning of this podcast, and I really want you guys to hear it. It's very cool. And of course, if you want to reach out to him and book an appointment with him, he's not your typical type of practitioner. This is something that is like a very serious, not just investment health-wise, but spiritually. This isn't just making an appointment with a nutritionist. You know, this man has a lot to offer, and I highly recommend him. So there you go. First of all, before I get into that and before I let you hear that, just want to remind you that things are hard right now physically. And even I've just had to ramp up my magnesium. It's been a big thing for me lately, is just trying to keep on top of my magnesium burn rate. And those of you who are new to the program, I talk about magnesium burn rate a lot. And my go-to products are all on the healthygutgirl.com. Click on the shop page. Even though I don't sell anything on that page, all of my recommendations are there. And I use Jigsaw Magnesium, and I use their Mag Soothe, which has been a lifesaver lately, and my Tulsi Tea. I've just been drinking Tulsi Tea and drinking Mag Soothe. That's been my cocktails lately, just for managing how much magnesium I am expending on just living right now, living in this utter, total chaos that I have complete faith that it's all happening as it should. So again, go to healthygutgirl.com, click on the shop page, and all of the products I recommend are there. And if I have a coupon or a discount that they give me, that will be there for your usage as well. And what else? That's it for now. Let's just listen to Dr. Selig. Take some notes, get a hold of him if you can. Definitely recommend it. Yeah, totally. All right, enjoy.
Side note, how are you doing with your program?
Okay, so this is what I wanted to talk to you about briefly. So I had an incredible time. The first several weeks and months of it, I felt everything happening. I felt strong. I could feel the detoxes coming on, and when they came on intensely, I would sauna more and coffee enema more, and I stuck to what you said, and I never did a liver flush because I didn't want to. I just did exactly what you said. And then when I did have reactions, when I felt my back flaring up, I would, get off of certain things like you told me. And everything was going great until I had that experience with the fires. And the stress level was so intense for me that I couldn't recover. It just took me down. Once I knew our home was okay, I had a meltdown. And it turned into like from 1 to 10, 10 being the absolute worst of my back, it was like a 9.
Wow.
And, yeah. And so I got off of absolutely everything. And I just, you know, nursed myself back. And then it took me about a week. It lasted until I could not feel the rebound pain in my spine and my brain any longer. That was probably 12 days from the day it started. So then after a week after the 12 days, I slowly started to integrate everything. The homeopathics for me are like, I don't know if this is common. They are way stronger for me than even the chlorellas and the Mediclay. They're so powerful for me. So I was almost microdosing them. And so then... and then I started to feel strong again. I started to feel like I was detoxing again, and but in a healthy way. And I started to, my skin was looking great. Everything was going great. And then literally yesterday morning, felt a little inflammation in my back. And I got off of everything right away. It progressed. By the end of the day, I felt like, oh, I even started crying. And I said to my husband, I'm not going to be able to do this every month. If we woke up some kind of dragon, this is crazy. I can't wait to talk to Dr. Selig tomorrow. This is wild. My new neighbor, this is nuts. I told her what was going on, and she said, I have a spectrum thermal biomat. Do you want to borrow it? I'm like, what the heck is that? And she brought this massive mat over that's the size of a twin mattress, but just thin, but that like length and width. And it has like jade, amethyst.
Yeah, I have one of those.
Oh my God. And then it's got the like the beautiful like infrared buttons down the center.
And it heats up, right?
It heats up. Robert, I slept on that thing. Plus I took a half of Xanax, which I have to do when I get these back things. I woke up today. Never in my life have I gotten that far into a back episode and it didn't run its course. I thought I was going to have to wake up this morning and cancel us. And I'm fine. I feel it, but I'm fine.
Beautiful.
Is that crazy? How does that thing work?
This is part of retracing, you know, so when we're doing a mineral balancing program and then all of a sudden the old symptoms show up, you know, that's retracing.
Yeah, you warned me, you told me.
Mm-hmm. And every time that they show up, you're actually, because you're not suppressing it, because through the years, everything that's been suppressed will now show its face. And so through the years of all the suppression and this and that, now with the mineral balancing, it brought out the old symptom, and it was, you know, it was tough. It was still a tough go for you. And that's where the homeopathics soften the blow to get you through it. Mm-hmm. And every time that we go through a retracing, our vital force improves because we're removing in the dermatome or in the nerve cell or whatever organ gland it's manifesting, it's getting healthier. So it's always a beautiful sign.
Do you remember I sent you a picture of the scar on my arm of the MMR, of my, I thought it was tetanus, but maybe it was the MMR on my arm. That scar showed up. It got darker on my arm for some, like it was never visible in the past. And then I started our program, and I took a picture of it because it looked like you could actually see it. It was clear on my arm. So I mud packed it.
Oh, great. Good. Yeah. Good job with the mud. Is incredible stuff.
Yeah. Yeah.
Really incredible. Are you familiar with this product called Advanced TRS?
No, I might have to see it. What's that?
It's a zeolite, but you know how zeolite's contaminated because it's going to attract, it's volcanic ash that attracts all the positive ions because mm-hmm. it's the most negatively charged ion. Mm-hmm. And so most of the zeolite that we consume it's in the earth, so it's already contaminated. This zeolite is actually made in a laboratory, so it doesn't have the toxic metals in it. And so when we take it, it will bind to the metals, and it's just an easy spray. And there's some great testimonials on it. So
okay.
take a peek into that. I've only experimented it with for 2 months. And so far I'm loving it, but I'm going to see if it really pulled out the metal. So I'm going to look at my next hair test, which I should be getting soon.
Okay.
How did you do your next hair?
I didn't. I wanted to talk to you some more because I don't want to waste it. If maybe I was thinking you might think, because I had so many moments off of the program, that maybe we should wait. But first of all, how do you feel about Premier Research Labs' recent formula of their Zeomins? Have you used it or tested it?
I have. I don't usually use that particular product of theirs.
Because I know his original formula, he was so excited about it. And then, of course, after he passed, it went through multiple iterations. But the original one, which I have a lot of, I'm curious about it. I wonder, because he's going to be completely crazy scientist about getting that as clean as possible. And I'm just curious. But then I was going to say, because I was on and off the program because of detox reactions, I just wonder if I should give it a little more time before I do the hair test again. But that's just my brain thinking. But my intuition and the muscle testing I was doing, I felt like I had such a purge. I went through a phase where my kidneys, Charlie had to work on my kidneys so much because I knew that the burden on my kidneys was, it wasn't so bad that I was worried, but I mean, I would have moments where, you know, my urine, you could smell it, and my kidneys would ache, and I knew I was purging. And I thought, you know what? I bet you my hair test will be really a lot better. So
yes,
I feel
you
like
should
I should
absolutely get a new hair test because you shifted some chemistry. When you go through a massive retracing and aggravation or Herx or whatever, you're definitely shaking up your chemistry. So we definitely want to see what we've moved, what's going on, what we need to tweak. And, you know, so definitely get that in ASAP.
Okay, I'll do that ASAP. Okay.
Good.
But other than that, I got to be honest with you. I am so impressed with your program. I've done a lot of programs over 12 years. I've seen some practitioners that people are, you know, practically worship. And I have never had such movement and such rapid and obvious changes in the program that you created for me. And for that, I am super grateful. I knew also how sensitive I am, and I should have been a little bit more careful. That's something that I should have been more aware of in terms of, but also who can expect that your house might burn down possibly during the time?
Right. I mean, that's a major stress when the stress of everything that's going on, then add in the personal stress of, boy, these fires may burn down my home.
Yeah.
So that's a biggie. And so adding that into the overall stress that's going on in your body, it was a lot. And so these plans are never easy. You know, if it was easy, everyone would be healthy.
Yeah,
the fact that it requires work, it requires going through retracing, it requires taking a gazillion things. Sometimes you can have bile bursts, you know, that come out of nowhere where, you know, all of a sudden you're just on the toilet and it's just another bile burst because your liver and gallbladder are removing, you know, decades of garbage stuck in those biliary canaliculi.
That was literally probably the most obvious and chronic symptom or side effect throughout this was that I would just, you know, go to the bathroom and be like, I mean, a little too much information here, but I would just be like, that is not from me. What is that? I just exercised a demon out of my body. What the hell was that? You know? And I knew that it was, especially like the aloe ferox, you could feel it just going through your system and really carrying out and chelating things, you know. It was incredible, man. I was incredible. My biggest challenge, besides what I just shared with you earlier, was that the zincs, the different zincs, and the the zincs, the minerals were difficult. I had to be on a very full stomach to not get nauseous.
Yeah, nausea is going to be a big part of it. You know, like every time I give my wife her morning cocktail, mm-hmm. she's nauseous for about 30 minutes.
Yeah.
Some days I take it. I can go months without being nauseous, and then I'm going through a metal dump or something's going on, and then I'm nauseous for 10-15 minutes.
And what do you think that it really is about? I'm just curious.
It's hard to say exactly, but I can guarantee zinc has a huge play in that. It could mm-hmm. be zinc and the mobilization of the copper, because zinc is going to force the copper out of its tissue binding site. And then we know that copper is the most electrical mineral on the periodic table. And because it's so electrical, it's going to cause a lot of symptoms. It's, you know, moving electrons. That's basically, to move electricity, you got to move electrons. And so we're electrical magnetic beings. And so when we're taking all the zinc and we start evicting out some of the copper from its, you know, tissue sites, that in itself can cause the nervous system, the electrical impulse can cause the nervous system, the vagus nerve, to go astray. And then we feel the nausea.
Interesting. Well, that's certainly where this, herpes virus likes to rear its ugly head with me, is on my vagus nerve. So that's interesting.
And when you have an attack, you need to let me know so I can say, you know, go pick up Rust Talks homeopathically or another version. So if the Rust Talks doesn't, you know, because you were at a 9.
Yeah.
And so if I gave you the Rust Talks, that should bring it down to like a 7-6 to make it more doable. And if that didn't work, then I'd have to, you know, do some homework and figure out what remedy would be the backup to Rust Talks should we have a flare up. But all in your dermatomes and your nerve roots, you're releasing a lot of the garbage that's coming out, but as it comes out, it irritates the hell out of you that you call your symptoms.
Right.
And it's tough. That's why this program isn't for everyone.
No, it isn't, man. But I will say this. I will say that, you know, for those of my, you know, my listeners who I might air this whole part that we're talking about, if you don't mind. I don't mind giving people my personal info about my health, because I think it's something people appreciate about me, because they know that I'm not perfect. You know, they can relate to people when they say, gosh, I just suffered a bunch, you know.
But, sure.
You know, I think that when, especially women and men who suffer chronically from low-grade infection, multiple infections, and their symptoms are super confusing and difficult, whether it be low-grade infection and hormone imbalance and gut dysbiosis, and they've been and spent and they've done everything they can to try to get some balance and they can't. I have to say the attention to detail and the way in which you go about creating a program, I think is, I would say to people, figure it out, save the money, give yourself 6 months, a year, whatever you have to do to start a little savings jar in your house and make it happen. Because I feel like this, I don't feel great right now, but I know, because I've been through these types of things before, I know that I'm just going to be catapulted to a much more amazing level of health. And that's the goal, isn't it? You know,
that is the goal. You know, every time that we, you know, the old saying, you got to take a step backwards before you can take 2 steps forward.
Yeah.
So every time we go through a retracing, we're relieving an old infection or a metal or whatever it may be. It's painful going through it. But once we go through it, the vital force has just improved.
Yeah.
So the vitality, the life force is improving as our chemistry comes back online, you know, because when you think of how many functions copper and zinc have in the body, it's amazing when we look at all of it, the functions. Mm-hmm. And so, you know, when we're mobilizing these metals out, because in an oxidized form, if copper is single, free, and unbound, she has to be bound. But when she's single and free, then she deposits into any organ or gland. And think of gland. Here's something I just thought of. Gland, GLAND. That's DNA.
Oh, wow.
So that's interesting. So the G is God. It's so the glands are the life path to God.
Oh, wow. So what's the L? The L is
life, the life path to God. So DNA, life to God.
Oh, I love that.
I just try to look at words a little bit more in a unique type of a way to get a little bit of, because there's always the double entendre within everything. We see everything has a double meaning and you know, kind of just looking at the polarity of everything. And that's really a very interesting thing when we understand, you know, illness, diseases, and symptoms truly are our path to wholeness. You know, so to heal is to make whole, as mm-hmm. in holiness, wholesome. You know, it's the righteous path. And this takes place on a level that's really unknown to scientific medicine. And that's why healing is the greatest journey, because within the illness, illness is always the bearer of information. So there are no meaningless illnesses. They show us where we have wandered from the true path. They force us to leave the false path, and they compel us to ask questions. So healing always consists of freeing the information that's contained in the illness. And wow. to do this, we must ask what the illness means. And, you know, herein lies the danger of modern medicine, because it's always trying to explain illness on a purely mechanical way. And it's never really doing the deeper work of asking the why, of unveiling that kernel of truth that's hidden within the illness. And so that's why I say illness, diseases, and symptoms are the greatest gift to mankind. They are not our enemy. They have to be transmuted. And that's really what all of alchemy is about.
That's so awesome. I love it, because this is exactly what is being discussed right now that I keep coming up, that keeps coming up for me is, you know, paying a lot of attention to Dr. Zach Bush, who just said exactly what you said in a different way, which is we are out of our minds if we think that we have any power or any weapon against viruses and pathogens. When we are breathing, there are more viruses around us and in us and on the ground beneath our feet and in the water we drink than there are stars in the sky. And we are out of our minds if we think that a cloth mask and a vaccine are our weapons against such things. They are here to teach us. They are here to help us live. He said that the minute that he heard about the coronavirus, he wanted to go right out and get it. He's like, it's like the new iPhone. What? There's a new virus it's a novel virus. I want to go out and get it, because what happens when you get it? Now you've just upgraded your DNA by being exposed to something novel. And now you can share that information with everyone else, you know?
Yeah, and when that's beautiful.
Yeah, it's incredible. But man, let me tell you, that is a hard pill to swallow for a lot of people who are just have no clue what we're talking about. And that's sad. I pray for those people, because this information is beautiful. And what you just said about alchemy, turning lead into gold within the body, shifting your chemistry so that you are more in alignment with what God wants us to be. It is so powerful. And I just feel like, you know, you mentioned a while back in one of our first podcasts about, you know, as above, so below, and the getting in alignment for 2021 or 12, December 21st, 20, and to that this upgrade will take place. But you said that as we come up on this wave, as we start to paddle to try to catch this wave, we are already beginning that process of upgrading. And so people will already start to notice that things, you know, discomforting things, but also changes. Like with me, you know, I go from being, I had a really hard meltdown not that long ago, and now I'm in a little bit of one now, but I see it and I feel it. I feel this massive awakening and this change happening within my own brain. It's easier for me to meditate. I feel very connected to God when I quiet my mind. So I don't know. It's just all very exciting to me. And
I was thinking, you know, where did modern medicine come from? So when we go back to Hippocrates, what, like 400 BC, about, you know, he belonged to a tribe called the Asclepians. And that was a famous cult of the Asclepios, the god of healing. Hippocrates actually broke away from this tradition of priestly medicine and studied disease on its own accord outside of religious contact, which actually led to the foundation of our methods, which are still obligatory today's modern medicine. We took God out of the picture, and that was a grave mistake. You know, so we have to understand that, you know, our illnesses, our diseases, our symptoms are the greatest gift, because they will, they, you know, we have to unveil that kernel of truth that is hidden with the illness. They are telling us something about us, whether it's our guilt complexes, our suppression, our emotional suppression, our lack of, you know, where we lose that creative, you know, God is the creator. We're not following our creative juices. You know, we work in a corporate job and we gave up our, you know, life experiences of working for the man instead of following our true path. And that's why the illness is always slapping you in the face to let you know that where you have wandered from your true path. Mm-hmm. And that's why I say illness is always the greatest guide along our journey. It's not to be fought, like, that's why we have antibiotics, antidepressants, it's all going against. But when we understand what is the illness there to teach, because we're all here to learn and develop. And that's, you know, everything is here to learn and develop. And that's why when we look at illness with a different light, we see that there's beauty in the illness, not to fear it, but to understand it. And once we pave the road to understanding what the illness is trying to teach us, then the illness, you know, will become superfluous. It won't be needed in the body. Mm-hmm. And so it'll go away on its own volition. So as we understand that, where we're not in harmony with universal law, cosmic law is the greatest law. It's not man-made law. It's cosmic law. And we can see where mankind today in this Iron Age and the Kali Yuga cycle, we've deviated from true cosmic law, and we fell into the darkest of dark ages. And now with the shift of the ages, we're going into the Bronze Age. So the vibration, the photonic energy is all picking up. And like I said, when we have that winter solstice, this is an opportunity where this divine electromagnetic energy can unlock the junk DNA. Mm-hmm. So all the SNPs that we have in us, you know, it's amazing when you think about vitamin C. We actually, there's four steps in our genetic profile to make in vitamin C. We have steps 1, 2, and 3. We don't have the fourth step. That gene is under lock and key. During these alignments, there's the potential to unlock that genetic SNP to open it up so that the vitamin C can actually work. Well, we can produce our own vitamin C like 90% of all the other animals in nature can make their own vitamin C.
Wow.
But there's a few that can't, humans, guinea pigs, and some primates. So this is the potential of this cosmic download to unlock DNA to give us, you know, because we have historical amnesia, we don't remember anything. It'll give us more telepathy. It'll give us more clairvoyance. It'll give us more universal energy to open up portals to really feel energy of how, you know, mankind is meant to, we're meant to uplift each other, not to enslave each other. We were given dominion over the animal kingdom. That doesn't mean dominance and cruelty and meanness. It means that we have to treat everything with love. And this is where we sway, you know, we really have swayed from cosmic law, and we have to get back to that cosmic law. And what I'm watching right now, this is a phenomenal show. I don't know if you've seen it. It's on YouTube. It's called The Chosen. What an amazing series that is. It is one of the most beautiful things that I've seen in a long time. And it's really, it's just beautiful to watch.
The Chosen. I actually bought it. I didn't realize it was on, that it was on YouTube. The just the sort of modern version, the story of Christ, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. It's so good. It's so well done. I donated money to it because I was just like, wow, this is, I want this to carry on, and they just keep telling the story, you know, the whole story. Yeah. I love it. I recommend
it. Yeah, it really is beautiful. And it's like, you know, when the Romans said, you know, come down from the cross, you know, and Jesus did not come down to the cross. He became the healer for the universe by not avoiding pain. He went through it. Mm. Only by going through it do we redeem ourselves to really heal. And that's part of, you know, part of healing is becoming whole. Whole is associated with holiness and wholesome. And that's when the brain, because we're mostly left brain, you know, 2+2 analytical, we have to bring the brain to the right side to operate holographically. So we're not stuck in just one hemisphere where we're seeing the world from all perspectives. And that's the beauty of the story of Jesus, the real healer. It's really profound. So I'm really enjoying that series.
Yeah. I think they're making another, I saw it right when it came out, and I'm wondering if it, if they started the new season or the new, whatever they call it. Do you know how many?
I'm only on the fifth episode.
Okay. So I think they're going to do another. They're just raising money to do it. And I'm
yeah.
Sure.
So right now I'm just watching it for free, but I'm saying after watching it, I have to like sign up for something, give them, you know, throw them a few bucks because it's beautiful. Cause they're avoiding Hollywood. They're doing this on their own, and that's beautiful. So they don't have the constraints and, you know, the laws that Hollywood says you can only do this. They're doing it as they see it. And
exactly.
It's beautiful.
Yeah.
That's why I want to financially support them, because right now I just discovered it. So I'm watching it for free, but
yeah,
I'm going to kind of like finish whatever the freebies are that I'm going to buy.
Yeah. You know, I'm glad you brought this up because just recently, I don't know if you saw anything about The Return that was, it was this big movement that was happening that happened on September 26th at the Capitol. But basically, it was in alignment with the Jewish holidays, with Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur. And it ended up being at the actual, or not September, I'm sorry. No, September 26th at the nation's capital. And between 75,000 and 100,000 people showed up at the nation's capital to do this return. And so it was basically, I guess now I'm not an expert here and maybe you can help me, but with Rosh Hashanah and the Feast of Tabernacles and the Feast of Trumpets, during that time, it's basically the holidays that Jesus celebrated, where, and the Jews, the Hebrew and the Jewish religion, they celebrate it where they're anticipating the coming of the Messiah. And of course, you know, we know that the Jews don't believe the Messiah has arrived yet. But this is what's so crazy about this thing that happened, that's called the return, that happened at the Capitol, is that Jews and Christians alike showed up to this massive, I mean, almost 100,000 people at the Capitol, showed up. They had this enormous festival, and they came together. They had pastors and rabbis getting up and speaking and singing. And it went on from, I don't know, like the middle of the day until sunset. And then, of course, that week that takes place after, I think it's Rosh Hashanah, and then Yom Kippur is the final day. But then Yom Kippur starts. And then at sunset, they're meant to do this sunset atonement thing. And forgive me, any of my Jewish listeners, I know I'm probably really messing up the way this is supposed to be. But then they go through Sukkot, which is the Feast of Tabernacles. And it's just this whole, I think it's 10 days. It's just for October 2nd through the 9th of atonement. And that's when they're anticipating the return or in this case, the coming of. But all these people have come together for this, and there's more people celebrating this holiday. And now I'm super into understanding, because apparently it's supposed to be the actual birth of Jesus during that time, because it only makes sense to all these theologists who are like, we're celebrating a pagan holiday at Christmas and at Easter. Those are pagan holidays. That was never how it was meant to be. if Christ did come, he came on these days, on these and during these feasts, and this is when you're supposed to celebrate. So I got super excited about it, and then I started watching The Chosen again, and this was a few weeks ago. So I was like, you know, I'm just going down this whole route of restructuring my view on Christianity completely.
Yeah, you know, I think kind of like all the religions have—they're all saying the same thing, but yeah. It's somehow they have to be incorporated to understand what the Jews, the Christians, the Muslims, the Buddhists, what everyone's trying to say. And there's a lot of truth in what everyone is saying, but we're so divided, and we're divided because, you know, the fallen angels, when they fell, you know, they had that God energy, and that God energy, they were given free will. And so, you know, what they choose to do with their free will has enslaved humanity to this very day, these yeah. fallen angels. And they have, you know, placed themselves in the highest, you know, archives of government, of banking, of corporations, of educational institutions. And so they have taken over everything, but their day is coming. You know, the day of reckoning is coming. It is, you know, we're in chapter now. 22 of the Revelation. So this is the most biblical time. And it's like the most amazing time to be alive because we are witnessing, you know, this cycle coming to fruition. And we're a part of this. And that's why we got to always keep our focus and not to get distracted in this game. But they are upping the ante. They're, you know, they put the mask on to silence our voice. Mm-hmm. Do you ever see a dog with a muzzle on? You know, when dogs have the muzzle on their nose or whatever, their mouth, they're completely different dogs than a dog that doesn't have a muzzle. Their personalities change. These muzzles are making us docile. We're breathing in our own carbon dioxide, and they're taking our voice away so we don't have a voice. Yeah. And that's part of this occult ritual. It's really to silence us. Has nothing to do with the virus. I mean, the whole virus is, you know, that's their scapegoat. When they crash the financial system, they're going to blame the virus. Mm-hmm. And so this is part of this. And like I told you from day one, that this was an occult ritual from the very first day. Mm-hmm. And it's being played out, and it's just amazing to see. But the scary part is 98% of the masses are falling for this nonsense. I mean, that's right. Kind of weird. It's like, you know, I go out to stores and I see everyone masking up and walking around in fear and phobia. You can't look them in the eye. They get nervous. They see you without a mask. They attack you. Mm-hmm. It's like, wow.
Yeah. Yeah.
Strange, you know? Days indeed.
Right. I remember, you know, going through school, you know, high school and, you know, looking at watching videos of, you know, World War II and Nazi Germany and Stalinist Russia and Mao's China and Pol Pot and all these different, you know, tyrannical rules that happened over the centuries and watching it and saying and looking at the people, the citizens, and thinking, gosh, I would never, I could, I don't know how that even happened. How did they let that happen? How in the heck did they? Well, who? And now I'm like, oh, wow. That's how. Like, you think that you think these people just were ignorant to everything and didn't see the wolf in the sheep's clothing, and but it's happening now. Like, you see people reacting, people are starting to censor and they're censoring language.
It's in full Nazi mode right
yeah.
now.
They're censoring, they're labeling, they're tracing, they're doing the exact same things they did throughout these tyrannical dictatorships throughout history, where they are they're rewarding you for turning in your neighbors, people who you loved and trusted and used to have their backs, each other, you know, your community. They're making it so that you can turn them in. They're making it so that they're convincing you that, you know, amazing pieces of literature that we all learned from and read in school they're banning them. They're burning books as if this were some kind of, you know, Nazi citizen like dictatorship. I can't believe what is happening. I can't believe that we can turn on the TV. Well, we don't even watch TV anymore, but I can't believe that you can turn on the TV and seeing something like Netflix Cuties or Cardi B talking about her WAP. I don't know if you know what I'm talking about.
I do know what you're talking about.
Yeah, and you can it's turn sad. That on. But I can turn that on and watch that. But I can't watch To Kill a Mockingbird. They,
right.
You know, they can't. I can't go out and I can't, you know, read Huck Finn in my public library. You've got to be kidding me.
Like, it's insanity. And, you know, Amazon and Kindle is burn. You know, it's burn. You know, when we Kindle something, we're setting it to fire, right?
So
they're burning the books because they're controlling the books. You know,
that is so funny. I never thought about the name Kindle. Why
that's
heck?
Why you always look at names and see what's the double meaning within the name of something, so we really start to understand there's always an esoteric and an exoteric, you know. And so my whole thing is, like, I've been studying the esoteric to bring balance to the exoteric, because everyone's just focusing on the outer world, not the inner world. The real path is the inner path. And, you know, that's part of the great teachings of Jesus.
Yeah.
You know, so it's when we really walk that inner path is a little bit lonely. It's doesn't promise, you know, the roses, the money, the hype, and the fame. It's more of an individual lonely path. But that path is one of the most beautiful paths when we walk that righteous path.
Yeah.
And that is, you know, the right brain is really where we need to get to. So when we look at our spine, we have the 33 bones in the spine. And so that 33, you know, the coccyx and sacrum are 9 fused bones. That's the 9 months of gestation, the trinity within the trinity. Then we ascend to the 5 elements. We go through the fire, water, air, earth, to the ethereal principle. Then we have to go through the 12 houses of our thoracic vertebra to get to the 7. We know God's favorite number is 7, the 7 days in the week, the 7 colors in the rainbow, the 7 verses in the Lord's Prayer, the 7 sins, the 7 virtues. And so then we transverse the energy through the 7 cervical, and then Jesus is crucified on the cross, and that's where our brain, you know, crisscrosses, and that's when Jesus becomes Christ, and Christ is the oil, and that's the oil that lights up our trinity of our pineal, pituitary, and hypothalamus.
Ah, the Noah.
And that's what brings life to our inner bodies, to us. And that's why when they say we are God, we are, and we have to learn how to ascend that energy, you know, from the sacral, you know, lower centers, and to move that divine cosmic flow of that cerebral spinal fluid, the oil, the holy oil that lights up our brain so we can live. And it's part of the journey. That's why the healing journey is the hero's journey through, you know, through the 9, the 5, the 7, and the 12.
And the 9, the 5, the 12, and the 7?
The 9, the coccyx and sacrum, 9, the 5, and the lumbar, the 12, and thoracic, and the 7.
And
then that's the ascension that happens as we move that cerebral spinal fluid. And that's why the minerals have to be there. That's why we have to have the spinal flexibility. Mm. And we start seeing when we become very rigid and stiff and aching, that's Saturn setting in. That's the calcification that gets us all in the end. You know, and people always asking about astrology, and, you know, how do you really define astrology? So I'm going to give you a little example of some of the principles behind it. So let's say you have a Saturn squared Mars, you know, you have it in your birth chart, and then somewhere along the lines, we see that, you know, Mars is squaring Saturn. So that's going to be activated in your chart. And so that's a very kind of, I'm using Mars, Saturn, because those are the great malefics. Everyone thinks of bad things. No planet is good or bad. So let's say that you have the Saturn Mars square in your chart, and then the planets are Saturn and Mars are squaring itself. So it's activating that energy. So Saturn is resistance, structure, restraint, and solitude. Mars energy is that impulsive energy thrust. And so it's going to be energy meets restraint. And so I'm going to tell you during this alignment, while this alignment for 2 weeks is happening, I'm going to tell you, let's embrace the energy of Saturn. So I'm going to tell you to, you know, avoid social gatherings, avoid heavy, copious meals, embrace death, read the Tibetan Book of Dying, listen to heavy classical music, take frequent walks into a cemetery, really embrace that Saturn energy, learn how to be by self, learn how to meditate, learn how to take your room and to put it into a very basic room with just bare necessities where you're not, you know, nothing is in excess. It's very just bare necessities. Mm-hmm. So you're going to look at me and say, all that new age smack sounds great, but it's not for me. Mm-hmm. And so I'm giving you the chance to embrace this energy, to learn it consciously on your own volition. You'll ignore me and you'll go about your merry way and say, you know, that's not for me. Then all of a sudden you're driving in your Saturn car at a 90 degree angle, the Mars Ram truck at a 90 degree angle rams into your Saturn car and you find yourself in a hospital. Remember, I told you to avoid social gatherings. Mm. I told you to embrace death. I told you to avoid heavy, copious meals. Now you're sitting in a hospital room where you see death all about you. You had a near-death experience. You're now facing solitude by avoiding to learn the Saturn principle. Now the Saturn principle is going to teach you on that level. Wow. Does that kind of make sense? Did I lose you on that?
Not at all. It reminds me of the Memento Mori. You know, the what happened with the Roman. You'll have to forgive my detail problem here. I don't have a good memory for detail, but you know, the Roman soldier he would come back, the Roman general would come back from war and they would have a parade from him for his victories. And as he's standing, you know, they're throwing rose petals and whatnot at him, and his generals are around him. And there's one person whose job it was to whisper in his ears, "Memento Mori, remember you are going to die." And it was like to keep him grounded in the fact that we are all mortal, and the next victory, he may be the one that dies, to keep death close, to, you know, always remember that you are going to die no matter how victorious you may be in this moment. And if you lose connection to that, that is when you end up in the hospital after being hit in your Saturn by the Ram truck. And it's like, you know, but what you're saying is that you go through phases of this, which I really appreciate, because it's like sometimes you know, you don't always want to walk through a cemetery because it might be depressing. But I like this whole concept of rotating phases in your lifetime and what you're going through to embrace the things you're resisting the most.
Exactly. You know, because resistance will always be met with resistance. The more you push against the brick wall, the more the brick wall pushes back at you, and eventually the brick wall wins. So if we embrace it and not resist it, then we transmute it. And it's that transmutation is part of the healing journey. And so that's where astrology comes into play, because it's operating on a primal principle. And so it's not this new age smack, oh, you're going to have fortune, or you're going to meet this or do this. It's really to embrace the energetics of what it's trying to encapsulate into us. And that's where the minerals come into play, because the minerals are energies of all the planetary bodies in the heavenly stars. And so we're embracing that energy in us by building it up. So when we have a lot of copper toxicity, we know that copper has everything to do with Venus, and Venus has everything to do with being a woman, with love, with beauty, with relationships, with art. So when we see that we're in the Bronze Age, so copper will be the leading lady in this epoch. So our goal is not to just to take the copper or the zinc, but to understand the energetics. Where am I not being a woman? You know, where have I, where am I not opening up my artistic gifts? Where am I shying away from relationships? So when we embrace the Venetian energy, then we're encapsulating the call of copper. And the call of copper really is love. And so there's always two paths we can go on. And so when Led Zeppelin, when Robert Plant is singing, you know, there's a feeling I get when I look to the west. Mm. The west is the only planet that spins west, meaning the only planet where the sun rises in the west is Venus. Every other planet, if you're on Mars, Jupiter, Venus, or Earth, the sun rises in the east.
Really?
But on Venus, the sun rises in the west. So that feeling I get when I look to the west is the two paths that we go on. So do we venerate love, or does love become venereal? And that's the choose. That's what we get to choose. How are we going to venerate love so we exalt that, the Venetian copper energy, to exalt our health to where we need to go? And that's really where the minerals, the planets, the astrology kind of tie in, as where, you know, when we're taking magnesium, magnesium is the majestic, the magnetic, the Magdalene, the magnificent energy of the sun. So the sun has, we have a sunrise, we have a midday sun, and a sunset. That's the trinity of the sun. So the masculine energy of the sun is gold, the neutral energy of the sun is hydrogen, and the magnetic feminine energy of the sun is magnesium. So magnesium bursts life, because without magnesium, there is no chlorophyll. Photosynthesis is captured through the mineral magnesium. Mm. So your blood is red because of iron. A plant's blood is green because of magnesium. So magnesium captures the magnetic, Magdalene, magnificent, magical energy. Mm-hmm. And so we take in that energy of magnesium, and magnesium is helping to create ATP, the energy, the juice of life. And so when we look at how do we create energy, we know we go through glycolysis, through the Krebs cycle, the electron transport chain. Basically, it's about 22 steps. 12 out of those 22 steps require magnesium. And so when we understand that, when we're taking magnesium, we're taking in the divine magnetic energy of the sun, that magnetic force. So we have to look at minerals as energetics. So when we start to see, oh, I'm not just taking magnesium citrate or sulfate or magnesium chloride or magnesium threonate or whatever form we're taking in that magnetic energy of the sun. And that's where we exalt the minerals.
Wow.
That makes sense.
Oh man, that was beautiful. You're so poetic with this stuff. It's just amazing. So I want you to maybe to before, just a side note, because you brought up Led Zeppelin and made me think of Eddie Van Halen. Gosh, rest in power.
Rest in peace. Yeah.
So what do you think about, like, when I said to my husband, if I die before you, please don't tell, if I die of a disease, please don't tell people she lost her battle to whatever it is. I'm like, just say God took her. It was time. She was ready and God wanted her. And that's just the way that it happened to go. Please right. don't say I lost a battle at the end of my life. You know what right. I mean? Just don't say that.
Yeah, that's modern medicine always making us the fighter. We're not transmuting it. We're fighting it. And again, that's why I pointed out why we have antibiotics, anti-inflammatories, antidepressants. It's always working against. So it's never a homeopathic attitude. And yeah. that's the beauty of homeopathy, because it's using like to cure like. It's the energetics of it, and that's the most beautiful thing. That's why Samuel Heneman is probably one of the greatest doctors, with Paracelsus and many of the great healers we've had. And they don't get the recognition, you know. They get, you know, thrown into the archives, buried along with everything else that, you know, offers truth and real, you know, knowledge. And we miss this. And so our system is based on be the fighter. You're going to fight this. You're going to beat cancer. You're going to beat this. We don't understand cancer. Now, what's the only organ that cancer spares?
Don't tell me. Let me see if I can guess. The spleen?
The heart.
Really? There's no such thing as heart cancer?
There may be one or two cases where somehow someone got heart, but generally speaking, cancer spares the heart because cancer respects love. So the two diseases that kill us are all heart-related themes. So one is heart disease, where the organ in question is the heart. The other is cancer, where it actually spares the heart. And so it's telling us where we've lost our heart pathway, you know, where we're not listening to the heart, where we're stuck in our left brain of just thinking. And we, you know, what do they say? The longest journey men will make is about 18 inches going from the heart to the brain, you know, or the brain to the heart. That's the longest journey we'll make. And so in fetal circulation, it's a one-chambered heart because the muscular wall, the septum, has a hole in it. So it's a one-chamber heart. The moment we're born, the moment we take that first breath, that heart, that septum, the hole in the septum closes, showing symbolically how two hearts have to come together to function as one. And so that starts the whole world of polarity. And so polarity is the most misunderstood, you know, cosmic law that we have. You know, we're always looking at, you know, we always divide polarity, but we have to remember that the night depends on the day, that the life cycle depends on the death cycle, that inspiration depends on expiration, systolic depends on diastolic, acid depends on base. Everything has a polarity. Once we take away that other pole, life will cease to exist. So man just always looks at the one pole, and this is where we have to understand the polarity, you know, because when you chop up unity, you get diversity. And so when we see that diversity, but we have to bring it back to that unity. And that's really the, you know, that's part of the call of the Bronze Age, is to really bring us back to that heart center. And that's where we have to really manifest love. And that's why getting healthy is one of the greatest journeys, and not getting caught up in the noise, but you have to speak your truth. It's very important that we speak our truth at this time and age, that we don't stay silent, no matter who's attacking us, no matter who's bad mouthing us, we have to speak our truth. And I've been in more Facebook fights than ever, you know, and I'm not a fighter, but I'm not going to lay calm when someone, when I post something, you know, saying this, someone's attacking me, I'm fine, but I'm going to rebuttal them. I'm going to state, you know, this is why I said this, and they don't like it. But, you know, we just have to keep, you know, keep seeking the truth. And so I like to say I'm a seeker of the truth. I don't have, no one is the custodian of truth. We all have pieces of the puzzle. I'm willing to admit when I'm wrong, but my goal is to keep seeking the truth. And that's part of the healing journey. And that's why our illnesses, our diseases and symptoms are always compelling us to ask questions of what is the hidden meaning of this symptom or this disease, because therein lies that kernel of truth that is hidden within the illness. Mm. And it's the task of the patient to unveil that kernel. And that takes courage. It takes brutal honesty. It takes integrity. And the brutal honesty, when I'm talking brutal honesty, I don't care if you're a law-abiding citizen or you obeyed the Ten Commandments. I'm talking about brutal honesty to self. And that's the hardest form of honesty. And that's part of where the symptom is showing ourselves, where we're not being honest. The symptom makes us honest.
Oh man, that used to, you just said so much there that just like resonated to my bones, which is one of the things was, you know, speaking your truth. And I just feel like right now a lot of people, and I'm not trying to rise above, I'm not, but I just feel like we're being forged in the crucible of truth right now. Like, look, if you're not someone who speaks up, or you're not someone who's on Facebook, that's fine. I don't have an opinion about that. But right now, I am like, you know, talk about getting, maybe this was part of what happened to me, because this ongoing low-grade stress of being attacked. And I said, you know what? I said to my husband, the minute that they made the immune system and the microbiome political, you think I'm going to keep my mouth shut? There is no way. And I it's so funny because at first I slowly, once COVID started and having you on and, you know, other people who speak like this and slowly starting to kind of not come out of the closet because I'm not hiding anything, but just be extra vocal. It was like an onslaught, and I lost all these followers, and my podcast went down in downloads for a little while. And I said, you know, I just kept praying and meditating and saying, I cannot be, I kept, the message I kept getting was, this is not the time to be silent. You may not be the world's most, you know, knowledgeable expert on these subjects, but you know a lot that a lot of people don't know who are on the fence and searching for truth, and you have that. And you need to bring these people on your podcast, and you need to speak your own, what the knowledge that I have. And so I just started doing it. Oh my gosh, like within the last couple of weeks, my podcasts are getting more downloads than ever. I got messages to have you back on. I got people just saying, can you tell me more about the mask science you were talking about these people that are saying that cloth masks don't protect you? Hey, can you set people that crawled out of the woodwork that I had no idea were even following me? People from high school that were saying, you know, my husband is really interested in that thing you said. Could you share that stat with me or the science? And I have been so busy with in the behind the scenes people asking me, because these are the people that aren't vocal. They don't even like that, some of the stuff I put. They don't even show that they like it, but they're watching. And then I get all these people asking me on the back end, and I'm like, this is what it's all about. It's like, you just have to keep, you know, speaking your truth. Meanwhile, in the front and the front of the stage, on stage, it's like one insult after another. And like, you know, I used to listen to your podcast, but I can't believe how stupid you are. And I never realized, and just like the bile that is being spewed is unbelievable.
Oh yeah, I've had my professional credentials attacked. I'm not a doctor. I don't know anything. You know, I don't pay attention to the science. You know, they've been harsh on me, but fine. I don't mind anyone speaking up or saying whatever, but I'm not going to lay silent. I'm going to speak my truth. I'm not going to put the muzzle on me. I am going to speak. I'm going to call out the lies, the deceit, the deception. And this is what we have to do. We have to speak our truth. And if we don't speak our truth, that's when the thyroid and that whole throat chakra gets impeded. That's where the metal mercury will accumulate, because mercury is communication. And so when we don't speak our truth, we'll be attracted to the things that are telling us to communicate, but we don't, you know, so we'll attract the mercury or the thyroid diseases or other metals and stuff. So that's why it's so important that we speak our truth, even if we lose friends. I've lost, I think, 400 Facebook friends.
Wow. Yeah. That's amazing. I didn't.
Yeah. And that's fine. It's like, I haven't defriended or, you know, unfriended anyone, but you know, because I don't care. Because I'm going to learn from all my adversaries. I'm learning from them, seeing how I react to their animosity towards me. How do I react to it? So I'm always learning to find the balance, to not get too high, to not get too low. Yeah. But in the heat of the battle, you know, my Mars energy comes online and I do get combative, and then I have to cool off, and then, you know, I have to, you know, kind of go back into a meditation and really think about what I want to say, because I'm not trying to hurt anyone, you know, even though I, you know, I may be attacking you. So I can't act impulsive. So sometimes if I have a bad comment on my Facebook post, I'll sleep on it a day and think about how I'm going to say something that I can speak my mind without being a real idiot.
Yeah. Or be mean. This is my goal too. And the prayer helps me with this, where I'm just like, you know, I just want, you know, I don't want to be cruel. I want to be kind. I want to hear you. I want you to hear me. If you've got, if anyone has something that I can learn from God, let me hear that. Let me hear it. Do not let me, come back with any kind of bile and venom, you know, like, just let me be open and kind. And I figure if I stay in that space, that it'll be all right. And whoever comes at me, it's just what it is. But so this brings me up to something I've been, really has been on my mind a lot. And since you brought it up a little bit ago, about magnesium. You said magnesium, magnificent, majestic, Magdalene. So tell me what the two Marys represent to Mother Mary and Mary Magdalene. What, just in a alchemic way, and also in a spiritual, astrological way, the two Marys, who are they?
Well, I don't know on a physical level the two Marys, but Mary is the magnetic energy. Everything in this universe is either electrical, masculine, magnetic, feminine. And when we have the balance of the electrical and the magnetic energy, those two forces create all of life on the universe and our planets. So it's really about the balance of the electrical masculine energy with the balance of the magnetic feminine energy. Mm-hmm. And that's why it's always about achieving that balance between the yin and the yang. You know, so when we look at the Trinity, the mother, the father, the mother, and the child. So the father is the masculine electrical energy. The mother is the feminine magnetic energy. And when those two come together, we create the Trinity, the third, the spirit, which is mm-hmm. the child. And that's when the two energies come together, we create life. And that's how I see it. So I don't know the whole story of Mary Magdalene and this Mary. So that part I don't know, but on a more alchemical level, it's just electrical and magnetic energy balancing everything out.
Okay. Because I heard a reference to Magdalene being something to do with the root chakra and Mary being something to do with the crown chakra or something, or vice versa. And I just wondered, and I didn't understand it. And I was wondering if maybe you knew something about it.
I can't add too much to that. I mean,
like,
I wonder,
Mary Magdalene, I don't know. Yeah. I'm just trying to dig in there because I wonder a lot about
coming back to the magnesium. Remember I said it's the sun. Mm-hmm. So on the periodic table of elements, we know that the sun has to go through the 12 houses. No coincidence that magnesium is number 12 on the periodic table of elements.
Mm.
That's just another little connection, you know?
Right.
And so we start seeing, wow, we have these minerals in us, and we know that, you know, when they are poisoning us, how, with all the fertilization and, you know, the NPK soils and all the chemicals and stuff, these metals get into us and they displace the nutrient mineral. It mm-hmm. kicks out the nutrient mineral. So when you look at zinc, zinc is number 30 on the periodic table. Right under zinc sits cadmium. Right under cadmium sits mercury. Mercury can displace thousands of ions of zinc. Cadmium can displace thousands of ions of zinc because the heavier metal will take the parking space. So with all these toxic metals and, you know, no nutrients in our soil, we're not getting the zinc in the soil, and then we're getting the mercury and the cadmium in the environment, and that's causing more of a displacement of these nutrient minerals. And okay. That's why mineral balancing is such a beautiful science, but it's a marathon. It doesn't happen overnight. We have to keep being persistent, consistent. We have to push through Herc's, you know, reactions and retracing, and we just have to keep going forward because it really is a hero's journey. Mm-hmm. And that hero's journey, you know, again, it doesn't promise the roses and the riches and the fame because it's a very lonely path. When you're going through a challenging symptom, you know, that's your chance of really feeling that inner strength in you, knowing that, okay, I'm down for the count, but I know deep in my heart of hearts that I'm going to fight this. My immune system's going to kick in. I'm going to dump this. I'm going to move on, and I'm going to overcome this as we transmute that energy. Mm-hmm. And that's why healing is such an amazing thing. You know, 2012 was the age of awakening. 2020 is the age of revealing. So our real healing should have started around that Mayan count of 2012. That's when we should have really kicked up the detox and, you know, focus on the healing, because that was the age of awakening. Mm-hmm. Now in the age of revealing, you know, basically the gloves are off. We're in a fight. So now we have to be really strong and keep our focus, you know, that 2020 vision, to mm-hmm. not lose focus of the big picture, to not sell out to the vaccines, to not sell out to all this nonsense that we're hearing, to keep our resiliency, our strength, our fortitude on fighting the good battle and walking the right path, the righteous path. Mm. You know, and that's what this age is asking us to do. And it's, we're going to do it and we're going to get through it. And many people may not get through it. Mm-hmm. And those are the ones that will probably be taking the vaccines that will damage their DNA for every lifetime in the future. Those are the ones that will be, you know, in goose step to, you know, what the common man is doing. Don't be the 99%, be the 1%, walk your path. Yeah. You know, we're all a star. We, you know, every star has its own trajectory path. So be like a star and follow your path.
Mm, love that. Love that. Well, give us a prediction before we wrap it up and go. What's coming up? What's coming up?
I think, you know, right around before this winter solstice, they're going to do something ugly. We're going to see some false flag that's going to prevent us. They're going to say, stay inside. Don't get the cosmic download. You know, it could be a nuclear thing. It could be a, you know, a second wave of the bioweapon that they may unleash. It could be,
even if Trump wins.
Even if Trump wins, these fallen ones are, they're not going to roll over and play dead. They've been controlling the eons, epoch after epoch. They are masters of chess. They are 10 moves ahead of us. And so they know that we're getting this cosmic download. They know that we're going to upgrade. They know that we're on the ascension. So they will do everything under the sun to prevent us from ascending. So they are going to unroll whatever trick they have in their sleeve. Remember, these are the same ones that have been part of every genocide, every war, every atrocity that's ever happened. They have their hidden hand involved in all of it. So they're evil. So we have to be able to understand who they are and not just to be like, we've won, we're going to beat them. No, don't underestimate your enemy. Know your enemy, but never underestimate them. And so we need to be very, very focused in this over the next couple of months leading up to the election, leading up to the winter solstice. So we need to be focused, you know, again, precision 2020 vision, so we don't lose our compass and we keep following our path. Okay. So that's kind of my prediction. I mean, it's, I don't like to really give predictions because you never know. It may be this, it may be that, but there will be something.
I guess I meant your assessment. And
then, in my assessment, there's definitely going to be something that we're going to see that's going to try to distract us from really getting that cosmic download of this, you know, that North Pole, everything rotates around Polaris. And that's going to be the cosmic energy coming from the center. And that's going to be the northern lights, that cosmic hue is going to be coming out. And that's photonic energy that's going to unlock and open up our DNA to heal these genetic stips. Maybe you have hemochromatosis, you got that genetic stip that has the potential of healing. All these amazing things can be healed, but we have to do the homework. It's not, mm-hmm. it's just not going to say, oh, you're a good person, you're going to heal. You have to do the homework. So it's very important that we stay focused with, you know, the detoxification, emotional honesty, getting a lot of rest and a lot of hydration and staying away from the noise. Don't get involved in all the noise that we see, you know, and fight the good battles, you know, on the internet and stuff. And, but just keep your 2020 focus really is my, you know, my message, I guess.
Great. And who's going to win?
Donald's going to win. It should be a landslide. I mean, did you see the debate last night?
Yeah, it was really good.
I'm not a big Pence fan, but I thought he did great. I thought he really, you know, there was a meme killed going it. Around. Pence was the clear winner. The fly came in second, and she came in third.
Oh, that's funny. I just think it's funny they keep showing up with these lies. It's just so weird to me. But anyway, well, that's cool. I felt the same way. And I'm really looking forward to everything that's about to happen. And I'm, again, super grateful to your help with all of this. And I'll keep you posted on my, you know, the way I'm doing, how I'm doing with the rest of my detox.
Beautiful. Remember, reach out to me when you're going through a little crisis, okay?
Okay, will do. Will do for sure.
Okay, good.
All right. Thank you so much. I'll talk to you soon.
All right. It was a pleasure. Thanks so for having me.
So fun. All right. Bye-bye.
Bye, Kitty.
I hope you enjoyed that as much as I did. You know, the weird thing is, this is kind of crazy, is that, you know, I think I mentioned in the podcast, I was about to cancel our podcast for that day because the night before I wasn't feeling well again. And I woke up and I had used my neighbor's Spectrum Thermal mat, incredible thing. And I have to buy this thing. They're like $1,500 for the big one, but maybe I'll buy a little one. I mean, I don't need it for like my whole side of the bed. You know, I just need like a little one for my spine. I have, you know what I have that I love? I have the infrared heating pad that I got through Premier Research Labs. I wonder if they still have them. While I'm talking to you, I'll look that up because I don't want to send you on a goose chase for that if they don't even carry it anymore. But that's just a teeny little version, but it's just the infrared portion of it, which I think is this thermal, spectrum thermal mat thing has a lot going on. It's beautiful, first of all. It's just covered with crystals, like little tiny, the whole thing's covered with like mesh, like really tight mesh. And in the pockets of mesh are like, you know, crystals, like different, like amethyst and quartz and jade and just different types. It's all kinds of stones. It's crazy. Let me see. Heating pad. Oops, heating pad. No, I don't think they do anymore. But the infrared heating pads are not $1,500, although I'm sure they can be. But they're super useful. And if you don't have an infrared sauna, they're great to put, you know, on your abdomen, to put on your lower back, to put on your chest and your thymus and your thyroid. They're nice because they're small and you can just use them in any way. Your bottoms of your feet, they're just great. Where do you get them? I guess you have to just Google it because I thought that Premier was selling them, but they're not. Anyway, to get a Premier Research Labs account, just go on to healthygutgirl.com, click on the shop page and scroll down to the banner that says Premier Research Labs and fill that form out. It's basically just signing up for an account under me as your practitioner. And then you will get an email. It'll set up your account. It's all for free. And you'll be able to peruse everything they have in their catalog, and which is a lot of great many things. So enjoy that. But I was basically saying that that thermal mat was incredible. And it helped me to function the following day. But yeah, it's just been a challenge. I'm just so sensitive, I guess. I don't know. It's, you know what he does? He does your chart for you. So for people who don't know that much about astrology, you know, you give him the birth, your birth date, time, location of birth, and he does your astrological chart. But he's not like, oh, you know, you're Cancer, and so you're super sensey. He's not like that. He's like, all right, you were born, you're a Sagittarius, you're born on a Thursday. That means that Jupiter is your ruling planet, which I really don't even know what that means necessarily. I have to investigate more. But what does mean is the liver and Jupiter are correlated. So Thursday, the liver and Jupiter are all correlated. And the liver happens to be, like, the day I sent him, when I was in contact with him and I made an appointment, he asked me through text, when's your birthday? And I told him, and I said the day I was born. And he said, ah, boy, okay, we've got the liver to contend with. And I just started laughing because I was like, that is me. Like, me and my liver. I'm going to write a song about that. It's just me and my liver. So other people have other issues. I have my liver. And so that stuff, that information is useful. No matter how wacky you think it is, if you find out what your organ of challenge is, you're able to tend to it better. You're able to nourish that better. And you may already know it like I knew it. But to get validation in that way and then have him show you what minerals are important for that purpose and, you know, all of these things, it's he's so good. So, yeah, his information is in the show notes and you should reach out to him. And what else? I guess that's it, friends. Thank you for joining us and stay healthy, stay strong, stay happy, stay in the light, stay in prayer. All right. Talk to you soon.